Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. At Tuesday night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council, members approved a rezoning request for a stretch of property on West Main Street. Now, this property includes lots 405, 406, 408, and 500 West Main Street. The property, which formerly held Airtex Products Facilities, has been rezoned now from Business 2 to Business 3. The rezoning will allow for an expanded business use on that property. Officials say a potential buyer for the property has surfaced, but that potential buyer needed a zoning change to follow through on their development plans. City Council has authorized the Fairfield Board of Fire and Police Commissioners to begin the process of establishing a new eligibility list. The current eligibility list of police and fire candidates has expired. Testing for these positions will begin soon. There are currently no openings on either the fire department or police department. Council also approved an operating policy for the City of Fairfield's debt recovery plan. Now, this policy needed to be in place before the city could participate in the Illinois Comptroller's debt recovery services. Essentially, if a Fairfield utility customer skips town with an unpaid utility bill, the Comptroller's office can flag that individual state tax refund or lottery winnings and withdraw the unpaid bill amount and forward it to the City of Fairfield. Training for the operation of this debt recovery plan is now underway at City Hall. More news after this.
We know what it took to build your business, and we know what it takes to protect it. Our knowledgeable and friendly insurance professionals can customize a West Bend policy to meet your specific needs. A personalized business policy from West Bend is backed by exceptional service and provides you with peace of mind today, so you can focus on your future. To find out more about a business insurance policy from West Bend, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
You have years of memories in your home, the most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
Planting seeds and helping them grow. As farmers, as business owners, and as a family, that's exactly what Chase and Melissa Kurd know well. They understand that what's beneath the surface is just as important as what's on top of it. That's why they chose FNB. Whether they're financing new equipment, managing day-to-day spending, or planning for the future, they feel secure knowing they've partnered with the best in the field. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
That Gallatin County shooting incident reported Tuesday afternoon near Omaha appears to have been accidental in nature. That's the word from the Gallatin County State's Attorney Doug Dierkop. Mr. Dierkop initially reported that the Saline County 911 Dispatch Center got a call at about 3:30 Tuesday afternoon about a possible shooting on Buffalo Road just south of Omaha. When first responders arrived, they found a male victim in the front yard with a gunshot wound to his abdomen. That victim was airlifted to a regional hospital where he's being treated for a collapsed lung and an injury to his liver. Tuesday night, police then executed a search warrant at the Buffalo Road location and made one arrest. State's Attorney Dierkop says formal charges are expected to be filed in this case later today. But the identity of the victim and suspect are being withheld pending completion of this investigation. Mr. Dierkop added that additional arrests are anticipated as evidence is gathered, processed, and more individuals are interviewed by police. White County State's Attorney Denton Aud reports an Evansville man being sentenced to prison on an aggravated battery charge. 29-year-old Blake A. Fisher of Evansville was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in prison to be followed by 1 year of parole once he gets out of jail. Fisher was in the White County Jail serving the remainder of a jail sentence in an unrelated case when he punched another inmate. The case was investigated by the White County Sheriff's Department. Fisher was also ordered to pay $447 in various court-ordered fines, fees, and court costs. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports the arrest of 41-year-old Jared Paul Farney of Maunee on a warrant charging him with failure to appear in court on a charge of criminal damage to government-supported property. White County Sheriff's Police report the arrest of 29-year-old Adam Scott Brown of Grayville. Brown was wanted on a White County warrant charging him with theft under $500, bond in that case $150 cash. Carmel City Police report the arrest early Wednesday morning of 27-year-old Misty G. McFarland of Carmel. She was arrested on a charge of driving suspended, driving with no insurance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of less than 10 grams of suspected marijuana, bond in that case $150 cash. Flu cases across most of the state of Illinois are leveling off, but here in southern Illinois, the flu seems to be as strong as ever. The latest report from the Illinois Department of Public Health for the second week of the year shows a spike in flu cases in southern Illinois. The IDPH said flu season across most of the rest of the state is coming down from its peak at the end of December. The latest data from the Illinois Department of Public Health shows a total of 13,153 confirmed cases of influenza this season. Cases of flu that resulted in an admission to an intensive care unit in a hospital totaled 175 during the most recent week surveyed, 830 cases for this year's flu season. So far, only one pediatric death has been attributed to the influenza. More news after this. We're growing with you.
Horizon Healthcare cares deeply about your health and wishes to be available to care for you when you need us most. That is why we guarantee a scheduled appointment within 24 operating hours with one of our 7 trustworthy medical providers. Your guaranteed appointment at Horizon Healthcare will be made with the most available provider at the time of your request. This is open to all new and existing patients of Horizon Healthcare. At Horizon Healthcare, we strive to provide accessible healthcare to our community and are here to serve you during your time of need. Simply give Horizon Healthcare a call at 842-4617 to schedule your appointment today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime. We're growing with you.
The Wayne County Farm Bureau has issued a call for proposals for its Community Impact Grant Program. Proposals will be accepted through March the 1st. The submitting organization or individual must be based in Wayne County or have an operation in the county. Examples of organizations include schools, civic organizations, churches, 4-H clubs, food banks, FFA chapters, fraternities, sororities, and so forth. Projects that have a lasting impact will be favored over those with a short-term impact. Grant requests should range from $250 to $2,500. Grant awards will be announced around March 15th, with project completion to occur no later than August 15th. Grant applications and more information is available at your Wayne County Farm Bureau office in Fairfield. The new South Central Illinois Quail and Upland Game Alliance has set March 17th as the date of an inaugural fundraising banquet. South Central Illinois Quail and Upland Game Alliance is a new chapter serving the counties of Hamilton, Wayne, and surrounding areas. The new chapter banquet will provide funds to further improve habitat work in this area. The event has been set for Saturday, March 17th, at the Laborers Union Hall in McLeansboro, with the doors opening at 5 p.m. This event, again on March 17th, will feature guns, auctions, raffles, upland game hunts, Terry Redland print, Yeti cooler, Exodus trail cam, turkey fan, and a whole lot more. The auctioneer will be Dan Hampton. Increasing habitat boosts quail and all upland game populations, which in turn benefits the overall health of the environment. Creating an early understanding of quail habitat preservation within an ecological context is essential to instilling a lifelong appreciation for wildlife and the environment as a whole. Youth education is an important part with the Quail and Upland Game Alliance promotion. For more information about this banquet coming up on March the 17th, contact Don Sutton. He's the president. His number is 599-2511. Kevin Rund will be bringing his popular On the Road program back to Southern Illinois this month. There will be a number of opportunities to attend the program. January 30th at the Hamilton County Farm Bureau in McLeansboro at 12 noon. Also on the 30th, Farm Credit Illinois in Mount Vernon at 5:30 p.m. January 31st, the Edwards County Farm Bureau office in Albion at 7:30 in the morning. And then also on the 31st at Frontier Community College, Bob Boyles Hall at 12 noon. Now, each program will be a 2-hour seminar, including a meal, that will focus on trucking laws, old and new, specifically for farmers. They'll be using a new format this year to remind you of rules that apply and help you identify means of relief. And a new segment will use your real-life examples to illustrate how regulations impact farmers. Throughout it all, you'll have an opportunity to ask those farm trucking questions that everybody seems to have an opinion about, but nobody could agree on an answer. Trucking laws have been reshaped in recent years, with more changes scheduled for later this year. Rules affect farmer exemptions, harvest season emergency permits, longer trucks and local roads, electronic logging, UCR filing deadlines, anhydrous ammonia nurse tank movements, and proof of citizenship requirements. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund and Kirby Wagner. They both specialize in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau, and you receive take-home materials covering those topics. If you'd like some more information, contact the Wayne County Farm Bureau. Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual bingo and silent auction night Saturday night, this Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion Hall. Here are just some of the items that will be up for auction in the silent auction night. An 8x10 framed autographed photo of Mark Hamill from the original Star Wars movie, an autographed baseball from the St. Louis Cardinals' Stephen Piscotty, and another from Matt Adams, also an 8x10 framed autographed photo of Willie McGee from the Cards, two autographed basketballs from the 2017 Center Street Boys State Championship basketball team, two autographed football helmets from this year's FCHS Boys 9-1 State playoff team, plus an original Jeff Zerlini stained glass piece portraying the Fairfield Community High School Kicking Mule logo. And Fairfield Banking Company is donating $100 cash to the winner of the Blackout Bingo. All information about this upcoming event is being updated frequently on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be Sheldon Bunning and Jeff Zerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Admittance is to those 21 and over. State Representative David Rice has announced traveling office hours in Sisney this Friday from 1:30 to 2:30 there at the City Hall, the Village Hall in Sisney. Representative Rice would like also to remind his constituents that they can contact his district office at any time with their concerns. His district office is located at 219 East Main Street in Olney. Hours are 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. They're closed noon to 1 for lunch. And Frontier Community College will be hosting a game night at Bob Boyle's Hall Thursday, February the 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. The event is open to the public, and Frontier Community College students and employees are also invited to attend. Game nights are held the first Thursday of every month in Bob Boyle's Hall. It's time now to check the price of crude oil. Local refineries have raised their offering a buck a barrel. Today they're paying $58.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. And in local and area death, funeral services for Evelyn Lorraine Lyle, 91, of Ellery, been set for 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Engram Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Samaria Baptist Cemetery. Visitation for Evelyn Lyle will be 10 o'clock Friday morning until the time of service at the Engram Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services for Brett Starks, 51, of Fairfield, have been set for 2 o'clock this afternoon at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals. Visitation will be 12 noon today till the time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Protection for your family, peace of mind for you. Thanks to Wabash Watch, having a secure home is now affordable. Using your internet connection or smart mobile device, you can view live surveillance video feed, receive alarm alerts, monitor motion detection, manage your energy usage, control your thermostat remotely, detect water leaks, and more. Protect the comfort of your home with Wabash Watch. Call us at 665-3311 or visit us online at wabash.net.
A big game calls for a comfy new recliner. So hurry out to Hubinger's Furniture Company. All in-stock recliners are on sale. Prices start at just $299. So cheap you might want to. Our showroom is packed here at Hubinger's, and we have recliners in every size, every price, and almost every color. So come to the big game sale only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. Trent Frazier and LaRon Black had 19 points each to help Illinois squeeze out a 73-71 win over Indiana Wednesday night. You heard the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. The win was the team's first Big Ten Conference win of the season. It also snapped the Illini's six-game losing streak. Next up for Illinois, a home game against Rutgers next Tuesday. High school boys basketball last night at the Little Illini Conference Tournament. It was only Richland County 56, Bridgeport Red Hill 39, Newton 62, Lawrenceville 61. At the National Trail Conference Tournament, Dietrich 59, South Central 50, Windsor Stu Straws 46, St. Elmo Brownstown 30. In junior high boys basketball, SIJHSAA Class S Region 15 at Grayville, Jeff 42, New Hope 30, Wayne City 48, Grayville 32. In high school girls basketball tonight, Fairfield is at home against Johnston City. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at Network1Sports.com, beginning with the pregame show at 7:30. Elsewhere, it's Edwards County at Carmi-White County, Hamilton County at El Dorado, Wayne City at Christopher, and Forum goes to Paris. On the high school boys basketball schedule tonight, at the Greater Egyptian Conference Tournament, NCOE takes on Galicia. Polk County plays Carrier Mills. At the National Trail Conference Tournament, CHBC plays South Central. Louisville North Clay takes on Altamont. And Effingham St. Anthony is in action against Neoga. Junior high boys basketball tonight at the SIJHSAA Class M Region 8 at Albion. Albion plays El Dorado at 6 p.m., followed by Fairfield versus NCOE at 7:30. And in the Class S Region 15 at Grayville, Sisney plays Jeff at 6, and Jasper takes on Wayne City at 7:15. That's a Thursday check of sports. Have a great Thursday. Your forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 55. Clear tonight, low 35. Partly cloudy, 55 the high tomorrow. For Saturday, scattered showers, high 52. Sunshine on Sunday with a high 48. And sunshine and a bit of a cool down on Monday with a high just 35 on Monday.